You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now it is time for our interview with none other than Mr. Amos Mann. Are you excited, Alex?
I'm so excited.
I nearly called you Lucas.
Lucas, don't even kiss the
Luke. Don't even know it. Now, Amos, how have you been since we last spoke in July 2021?
Kia ora. Excellent. I've been great. Just really enjoying getting this music out there and getting that amazing feedback. Yeah, just really wonderful to hear from people what they're saying, what they're thinking.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, this new EP in question is called Supermassive. Is this your first solo EP?
Quite a while ago, I did release a sort of alt folk album. Mm-hmm. And that was that was quite interesting and quite different in many respects, quite a different genre in some respects. Different approach to songwriting, and production.
Well, I was just going to say, because you're in a kind of a poppy, alti-poppy band called Band Sensations, I was wondering if there was some kind of, I was wondering what the creative challenges you experienced writing solo versus writing with another band.
Yeah, well, I've learned so much from the band, from my amazing bandmates Sean and Creek, and Band Sensations is it's actually the band I've been in the longest now. Really, really amazing. The challenges working solo, it's like, well, one of the things is you're doing everything, really, and but one of the key challenges is around that creative process and the creative decision making, and doing it yourself with your own ears to go by. Mm-hmm. It does throw up some really interesting dilemmas and really interesting challenges. Mm-hmm. And on this project, I actually reached out to a long-time old ex, and I really wanted to connect with him around this project. Mm-hmm. And his input was invaluable. It was absolutely tremendous. And then also just almost a mentorship type relationship. And I was like, everyone needs a mentor.
They do.
Everyone needs a mentor.
Certainly. Certainly. Now, speaking on that creative process, in our 2021 Kōrero, you mentioned that you had a four-step process you followed for your photography exhibition at the time. Is there anything comparable you have for when it comes to writing solo music?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, with that exhibition and that process for photographic art, I developed this quite prescribed stepwise process. And in this case, with the music making, I approach it with a compositional mindset, and in some ways it's, but also with really healthy doses of improvisational and collage. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm drawing on a wide range of genres. I'm drawing on a wide range of sort of almost musical perspectives. And then when it comes down to the act, what am I doing day to day when I'm working on this? It is very improvisational, but in a way slowed right down. It's like incredibly slow improvisation. So I'm working on this idea, taking it off in this way, taking it off in this way. That turns out to be a dead end. That's the way to go. I'm following that one for a while. I go back to the first thing I thought was a dead end. Mm-hmm. So it's a tremendous exploration. At some point, I'd love to go back through all of that exploration. I've kept all the version files of the pieces, and I'd love to kind of go back and explore all those different directions that I've taken, and all those dead ends that I've arrived at, and sort of work out how they all sort of map. Yeah. To this final work.
Maybe recontextualize them.
Potentially,
It'd be awesome. All right, just speaking on that, all the dead ends and the improv, you kind of get that feeling from the first song, Supermassive, where you keep repeating these same things over and over, whether it's Supermassive Black Hole or We're All Particles, or you keep saying the word patterns over and over and over. And then one thing I want to pick on is on the track Past Simple. The lyrics kind of sound like you're harkening back to a time before the cold, hard logics of neoliberalism and communities were a bit stronger. Is that on the money, or are you more talking about, say, on the song, you're more talking about how we can often mythologize the past, or is it something completely different?
Oh, no, I think you're right on the money there. yeah, so it's actually, with that piece, I was actually inspired by a sort of nostalgic memories of living here in Otiputi in Dunedin, mm-hmm. up on City Rise. I had a flat on the old bowling club building on City Rise, on Arthur Street. Mm-hmm. And just the idea that, you know, the lyrics are like dropping in unannounced. All our friends live up the street.
You know,
this is that world which probably still exists within student communities and creative communities now in the city. Mm-hmm. And it really sort of, and there's a reference to this particular radio studio. There's lots of Easter eggs in the lyrics. I used to, at that time, I was doing a jazz show on Sundays with my good friend Jason Smith, and we'd come in and do a terrible job at doing a jazz show.
I'm sure you did an excellent job, Amos. That's really, really cool. Out of curiosity, on the track Dynamics of a Field, there's a lady saying email your friends over and over and over. I was wondering, why did you include this and where does it come from?
Okay, so that piece, Dynamics of a Field, is really heavily reliant on samples as its basis.
Yeah.
And all of those samples come from one particular musical event, which was part of a curated exhibition, which was part of Fringe Festival 2009, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And the exhibition was curated by April Dolker, who is an amazing curator and artist. I think she's living in US at the moment, but has strong connections to the city. And this was a piece, this was a performance of a group that I formed called Popina Cookshop. There's another whole story about that name, but let's not get into that right now. But Popina Cookshop, it was this highly improvisational jazz group, and we even had members joining us like right there at the time.
Oh, wow.
Karenza Stevens on voice and voice effects, Rob Clockley on saxophone, Steve Rusick on drums, and myself on double bass. Mm-hmm. And in that recording, I went back to that recording, and this is an idea I have for a whole other body of work, going back to these older recordings. I've got a lot on cassette, recorded on Sony Professional Recording Walkman. I was recording so much improvisational music at that time. And going back and then recontextualizing, resampling. And so this is the first I see in a whole body of work in that direction. Mm-hmm. So getting into the specifics of what those samples are, yeah, we hear April announcing at the beginning of the concert, you know, tell everyone about this particular event.
Right.
But I really found that it became recontextualized into this almost, almost supernatural perspective on long-distance communication and any kind of communication at a distance and all of the ways that we stay connected with each other around the world. Mm-hmm. And so it really, and then it sort of turns into this instructional, I'm actually asking you to connect with your people, wherever they are. That's what that song ends up doing, my great hope is that after listening to that, people will actually go and connect with
give
their
them
people.
Give them a ring or something.
They will connect. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I think another cool aspect about this EP, Supermassive, is that it embodies your love of silence. Silence. Science. If it was a silent EP, wouldn't hear it, would we?
Well, I love silence too.
I love science too.
Yeah.
Big thing I took away from this is that, something I interpreted from this album is that in times of division, real or perceived differences causing, you know, great harm, you're reminding us all of how small we are in terms of the cosmic scale, with some of the lyrics talking about, you know, patterns and supermassive black holes, and that we all share a kind of common wonder about the universe. Do you think that's kind of something you were trying to get at as well?
Oh, thank you. That's a really lovely interpretation, and I totally agree with that. I think that's definitely a big part of it. And yeah, of course, I have a tremendous, you know, science is an amazing practice and really powerful, and way of seeing the world. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I latched onto from when I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old. I was like quoting Einstein and talking about the rings of Saturn and all sorts of things from mm-hmm. a very early age. Mm-hmm. And throughout, as an adult, I've worked as a science communicator. I think last time I was in Dunedin, I was here for a science communicators conference that was held here. But really, I do feel that, yes, you can take it very literally. You can take that material very literally. In fact, that first song, Supermassive, a lot of the lyrics have been inspired by and drawn from an article I was reading about research into supermassive black holes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But as well, I think it is you can take it very personally and see it as a very something that's a reflection of how we perceive the world, how we perceive ourselves, and mm-hmm. how we deal with the world, and how we communicate with each other, all of those things. So, yeah, I'm drawing on quantum physics, I'm drawing on astronomy, mm-hmm. I'm drawing on mathematics, mm-hmm. and across these mm-hmm. pieces,
and yeah. subatomic particles and pattern recognition,
ecological yeah. as well. There's a strong ecology
yes.
theme,
especially yeah. with the last song, Tree Philosophy. Was it Tree Philosophy?
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Glad I got that title right, just off memory. I guess my second last question for you: who does all the orchestral instruments? Is your dad doing some of the violin stuff there?
Well, that's right. Yeah. On this project, one of the big questions I kept asking myself was: if not now, when? And I've always really wanted to work with my dad mm-hmm. more on music. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible musician. A lot of your listeners will probably know his music from his work here in Dunedin over many decades, but also he was a concertmaster at the orchestra for many years.
Yes, and he used to be a lecturer here at the uni.
That's right. That's how we moved here. The university brought us here. Yeah.
That's incredible, eh?
Yeah. So, now... Yeah, so this time I was like, okay. I kept seeing these opportunities, and also I was like remembering when I was a child and hearing him play. He was rehearsing. He would rehearse these little fragments of classical music, and Bach and Mozart and many others. And so I would. And including many New Zealand composers. He's been a tremendous champion of New Zealand composers. Mm-hmm. And what I... I moved to Wellington to study composition, to complete my master's in composition, and so I found myself, pulling on all of those skills and composing parts for my father to play. Mm-hmm. And we recorded... he replayed multiple violin parts, he played viola parts, and we recorded those at distance. I managed to do this distant space recording setup via Zoom, and he recording to his computer, and then I was playing a metronome to him and all sorts of things like that, and we managed to create all these parts, which I then assembled and arranged within the song. Mm-hmm. The last song, Tree Philosophy, I composed for my father and his great musical friend, Donald Cullington, who is an incredible pianist. And we recorded them here at Te Koro Koro o Te Tui recording studio here at Otago University.
Oh, the newly built one.
So that was an amazing experience working with them in the studio, capturing this amazing performance, and then I built the rest of the song around that core performance
awesome.
That I'd composed for them. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to know. That that's a real cool little tidbit there. Lastly, what have you got on for your 2024 radar? What else have you got on?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a great year. I've got two more. Well, today we just launched the music video for the first track of this EP, Supermassive. Yeah. So check that out on YouTube or on my website, amosman.com. And And I've got two more music videos that I'll be producing for songs on this, at least maybe a fourth. Mm-hmm. So those are coming up and for release later in the year. Each of the music videos has a very different technique, a very different visual moving image technique. And another whole sort of area that I'm getting into is filmmaking. Mm. I've got this series of work that I'm building up where I am capturing these moving image portraits of artists and creatives mm-hmm. at work.
Mm.
And most recently, I attended a rehearsal of a puppeteering troupe, mm-hmm. marionettes and other kinds of puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I filmed them, and I'm building that into a moving image portrait of them, creative process in action.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I will be reaching out to creatives later this year and sort of working with a number of different creatives. I'm going to be working with a jeweler later in the year and just really getting in close and detail, uncovering detail in their creative process. And,
yeah.
But really, I think of these as moving image portraits. Yeah.
Mm. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, if you, we'll be sure to have you back on the show for those.
Excellent. I'd love to come. Yeah, it's been great connecting with you guys again. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's great to see you today, Amos. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Absolutely great stuff. Well, that was artist Amos Mann speaking on his new EP, Supermassive. We'll play a song from that just in a second. But before we do that, Alex, at 12, what do we have coming up?
We've got Pat's Cave on the show at 12 p.m. through the power of...
The power of peas.
The power of communication.
The power.
We can get some distance communication to talk to them. So we've got them on the show at 12. Hopefully the phone works. I'm sure it will. And then I guess we'll switch over to the second half of the show after that, won't we?
Yes, which is all freestyle rap.
Yeah, it is. Made by solely by us.
Yes.
Yeah, so I do one word, Zach does the other, and we just keep going.
We also alternate languages while we're doing it. before we get to that interview at 12, here is Amos Mann with Dynamics of a Field. You're listening to the DP80 Late Break. Breakfast here on Radio 1, Kakite. It's 11:49. Bye bye.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.